Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. In this afternoon's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Bruce Kaufman. Bruce is no stranger to the local art scene, both as an organizer of events such as the monthly and the Journey Continues open mic event, which happens at the Elm Cafe on the first Tuesday of every month, which welcomes local authors, poets, and lovers of literary arts to gather together for an evening of readings and performances. Bruce also hosts Finding a Voice, which airs Fridays on CFRC. This show just celebrated 15 years on air, and it showcases local performances and recordings at events around the area. Bruce is himself a published poet. Bruce published a couple of anthologies and zines in the mid-90s, and then in 2006 submitted his first chapbook for publication. Since that time, his work has appeared in numerous anthologies and journals, and he has published 4 collections and 4 chapbooks of poetry, with his latest being An Evening Absence, Still Waiting for the Moon. Bruce is also a freelance editor and has organized and edited 9 anthologies since 2011 with various publishers, and is currently the editor of one of the poetry sections in the semi-annual online lit mag Devour Art and Lit Canada. He organizes one-off reading events, but also organizes and hosts an annual event, the Multi-Day Poets at Art Fest Summer Outdoor Poetry Festival. He developed an intuitive writing workshop in 2012, which he continues to facilitate in both group and one-on-one settings. This workshop is the topic of our conversation today. So, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you on a special anniversary here at CFRC.
Thank you.
Yeah, so 15 years of Finding a Voice,
yeah.
and 16 years of the
open mic.
That's amazing. And there's an open mic tonight.
There is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. How's it been over the summer? Are you expecting it'll be really busy tonight? Or?
Yeah, and it's been busy over the summer.
Yeah.
There's just something about being in the Skeleton Park area, you know. I mean, that's... Artists live there, and a lot of students live there. And what I've discovered, and it's hard to believe, we've been there maybe 8 years already. Of course, the 2 years we couldn't really do anything, is the number of people that come just to, because they want to listen. It's not because I want to come read my poetry, it's because they want to listen to poetry, and they want to spend at least half of the night or the whole night even there listening to poetry. And, you know, it's just, I know it means a lot. It means a lot to me, but I know it means a lot to the other poets.
Absolutely.
To know that there are people just coming to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't survive 16 years if there's not that passion for it, which is fantastic. Yeah. So in addition to promoting and organizing events, you too are an artist. And today I specifically wanted to talk to you about something that you have coming up for Word Labs, which is an intuitive writing workshop. Mm. And this is something, I think you said you developed it in 2012, was it?
Exactly, yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what motivated the workshop and what people can expect from it?
Okay, sure. Maybe I'll tell you even the pre-story that most people don't even know. I was working at a cafe, and one of the baristas said, you should do a writing workshop. And I said, I don't know enough to do a writing workshop. And then sometimes that's my kind of go-to response is just no. And then after I think about it for a day, then I go, oh, well, I could do this. I realize there's one thing that, because I'm not academic, I'm not schooled in writing or poetry for that matter, but the one thing I do know is my own stuff, and then I had a revelation halfway through my, you know, like this is decades actually into my writing quote unquote career unquote really. I thought, I know how that happened, and I know how it helped me to understand something, and so that I could do a workshop about that, and it's been fairly receptive.
Yeah, and I think like it's a good thing, because I think a lot of people, when they think about creative process or what they can or can't do, I think the first response is often, oh no, I can't do that. And then you're like, you know what, maybe this is something that I can tap into.
Yeah.
And I think it's also important to realize that there's more than one approach to how you do it. I've spoken to some people, they're like, oh, well, my writing instructor told me I had to. And it's like, there's no have to,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it's an intuitive approach, right?
Yeah, it
for
is.
You. And you said it's more about the why of writing. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like, I know you've talked when we had our opening event about the value for you of walking and thinking in the writing process.
Yeah. And so when this idea, not of doing a workshop, but when my actually writing changed and my writing habits or whatever, a process maybe is a better word, changed, I kind of looked back on that day, what had happened, and it was a long walk getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that there are a lot of people that say walking is good for you anyway for any number of reasons, but for one, connecting it to this world, connecting to nature, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that is a portion. That's why I've divided the workshop into three parts. One is my monologue. Try to keep it relatively, I don't know, hopefully enjoyable. But then there are two periods after that, two parts after that, one of which is observational, where I encourage people to get up and if they're able, go outside and walk around and just watch, just to watch things.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of absorb and not think.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third part is the writing process itself.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a copy of what, on a larger scale, of what I did after I thought back on it myself that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you mentioned too that this isn't just for writers.
It's not.
It's great for anyone pursuing a creative pursuit
in
any kind of way. And I know you've presented it at Queen's as well, and they said that it was really helpful for writer's block and creative block,
yeah.
Which makes sense because I think sometimes people get into their own head a little too much, right?
Especially people that were told that you got to do it this way or it won't work, you know, and they're finding out, well, this isn't working for me, so does that mean I'm not a writer?
Yeah.
Or does that mean that this maybe is a fallacy that I have to absolutely do it this
mm-hmm.
way? So,
mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about the And the Journey Continues? If folks have never been, what they might expect at that event?
Start with the history, I guess, mm-hmm. a very condensed history. We started in the Artel when there was the Artel.
Yeah.
And we were there, it was either 5 or 6 years. We were there until they closed down. And so then I kind of quickly had to find new venues,
mm-hmm.
but I had already talked to someone that I knew that was involved in Metabody Works, which was on Berry Street. And I thought, well, good, that's just a couple of blocks from where the Artel was. That shouldn't change anything much. And we were there for at least a couple of years of open mic at Metabody Works on Berry Street. And then we moved from there to the Common Market on...
Is it Ontario Street?
Yeah, Ontario, and William Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for 2 or 3 years, and then from there, we essentially moved to the Elm
mm-hmm.
Cafe. Yeah, I discovered the Elm Cafe, and the owners were just incredibly wonderful, beautiful people,
mm-hmm.
and fell in love with the cafe, and so that's where we ended up. And what started as maybe, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
a group of maybe 8 or 9 poets that read their poetry to each other for several, maybe if not months, maybe at least a couple of years. And then we started getting a few people from Queen's creative writing class, Carolyn Smart's at that time writing course, who started coming. And then that drew in sort of some university interest as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, at the Elm, we've been there, I think, 8 years.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but it really is, it has become a community hub. I mean,
I don't think,
you know, you might walk in and be like, oh, there's actually seats. And 5 minutes later, it's full again.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always someone you know in there. So
it's
a great spot for it. I wonder if you might be willing to offer listeners one little writing prompt that they can think of as a little bit of a teaser for your workshop.
The biggest one for them not to think about is to not think.
Yeah.
That is the biggest writing prompt, and I explain in the workshop where I got that idea,
mm-hmm.
to not think and to just simply observe,
mm-hmm.
just absorb and take things in. And that's probably the hardest step that anyone can take, and maybe because it's the hardest or the one that's least thought of as a way of doing anything is the hardest boundary to overcome, because we've been trained since we were 1 year old, you got to think, right?
Yeah.
You got to think,
critical
think.
Thinking.
And it's just the way society is structured and
mm-hmm.
the way everything works, everything else works, you have to think about.
Right. And so this is a bit about letting go and trusting, which can be a really challenging thing for people. You know, control is a hard thing to let go of.
Yeah,
right?
That's very true too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For coming. I don't know if you have a couple of song requests.
Sure. I have 2 or 3 favorite groups, but probably the dearest to me and has been since I found out about them quite late. They're a group from 1990s, but they're Mazzy Star. Hope Sandoval, is her voice is just mesmerizing. It's incredible.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I like Radiohead,
That's good writing music, I think.
Yeah. A lot of times, too, since you mentioned that, I write in cafes. So I would sit in cafes, and most of the time, the music in cafes I don't like that's playing.
Right.
So I had my Walkman. I've still got a CD Walkman.
Nice.
And I would bring Mazzy Star and I would just listen to Mazzy Star over and over and over again.
I mean, Mazzy Star is an immersive experience.
Yeah,
I think. I still miss that genre of music. Very, you know, mellow but engaging. So.
Yeah,
so just another reminder for folks. We're talking to Bruce today. This will air tomorrow, so you will have done your And the Journey Continues, but it's the first Tuesday of every month. And then your writing workshop is on September 10th.
Yeah, that's a week from tomorrow night.
Yeah, at Kingston Literacy and Skills, which is 16 Bath Road. It's from 6 till 8 p.m. All ages, all levels of experience. And you don't have to be a writer. If you're a creative and you want to learn new ways of approaching things, please come by. And thank you so much again,
Bruce. Thank you. And I think it's from 6 to 8, is that
right?
It
is, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I had my times right. Thank you very much for this, for taking your time as well.
Oh my goodness, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you again for joining us for this week's Word Labs. If you'd like to attend Bruce's workshop on intuitive writing, it is taking place on Wednesday, September 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. at Word Labs, which is located in Kingston Literacy and Skills. Tickets are still available and you can get those at wordlabs.ca/events. Now we're going to play out some of the music that Bruce has suggested. You know, maybe an opportunity for you to head outdoors or take a look around your office, your living room, or wherever you might be. Just observe, listen to the music, and get inspired. We'll see you next week.